When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric Smart Color Changing Light Bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Save big on all Fight Lighting Smart Home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Oh yeah, I hope you're ready to bang your head on this episode of Dim Vinyl Boys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
This week we decided to do a band that was formed in California, but most members are Albanian. And it's gonna rock today. One word that comes to mind when I think of this band, System of a Down, is unique. Very unique band. They shared a passion for music, for metal, creativity, and politics. And this week we are doing their album, Toxicity. Excited to do this week's Vinyl Boys, brought to you by Factor Meals. That's right, meals delivered right to your doorstep, heated up in 2 minutes or less. It's like rock and roll, baby.
Yeah!
Fast.
I love it.
And delicious.
In your face.
Let's introduce you to Dim Vinyl Boys. We've got Ramo G, the OG of DJs and rockers.
What's up, man? How you doing?
You never heard of this band, obviously, because when we were all before the show going, wake up!
Never.
You were like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Never. Never. This is my first, my initiation into the world of, what the hell are they called again?
System of a Down.
That's them.
Memphis, you actually at one point recommended this album.
I did. Happy New Year, you music listening tours.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. The band
so excited.
Really kicks ass, and there's a great story behind the band, and of course, we'll try to tell it the best we can. We've got DJ Tomcat in the house.
Hello.
What are your thoughts about System of a Down?
Well, I love this kind of music. I can't pretend that I'm a big System of a Down fan. I don't know a lot about System of a Down, but again, I know that song, of course. Wake up! Wake up! And, you know, I love this kind of music, so I'm into it.
The album that we're doing today, Toxicity, the second studio album from the American heavy metal band, System of a Down. They released this album on September 4th, 2001. And when you think of that date, what do you think of? September 4th, 2001, very close to
9/11.
That's right. I'm glad you're keeping up, Memphis.
Yeah.
September the 4th, 2001, this album comes out. Next thing you know, the planes go into the buildings in New York. And so it's kind of a time in our history, one of the darkest moments in American history coincide with this album.
I'm sure they were listening to, again, not to be crazy, but I'm sure they were listening to this in the tanks when they were rolling over to Iraq after 9/11.
Yeah,
because this is that kind of music.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Drop the needle on the record on this episode of Dim Vinyl Boys. We are doing Toxicity, System of a Down from September of 2001. And here we go. Mm-hmm. Love that sound, baby. Starts very
right
angry.
Out the gate.
Yeah, just comes in angry. One hit.
Mama.
Get you hype, man, right away.
They're trying to build a prison, is what he's saying.
Yeah, it's prison songs, man.
I said unique when I think of this band. I also think of Resistance when I think of this band.
Yeah.
They had like a resistance from hate, resistance from injustice, resistance from fascism. They were a very political band.
Kind of Rage Against the Machine-ish.
Yeah, I can see where they got inspired by that.
They brought that up. That was one of their inspirations, as a matter of fact.
Mother, I crack my smack my bitch right here in Hollywood.
It's awesome. I like it.
So you're hearing the lead singer Serge Tankian. His grandparents escaped during the World War One, and luckily for them, and luckily for us, we wouldn't have had System of a Down if they would have been a part of the Armenian Genocide.
Yeah.
Happened back in 1915. About 1.2 million Armenian people were killed. And so his grandparents, Serge, the lead singer, his grandparents were around to tell the story about what happened.
Who
back
killed
in
them?
Early 1900s. In World War One?
Ah.
Complete genocide of the Armenian people. 1.2 million. And people talk about the Palestinians now. Not too far away. Turkey is in the Middle East,
yes,
right?
Yep. It's right over there.
So it sounds like these problems, as we've been saying, been going on for hundreds of years. Thousands, thousands.
Yeah.
As long as we've been keeping records.
This song debuted at number one in America.
I can see. Like, this song is hella dope, man, because it's very hard, but, I mean, it's got, like, a little slight hip-hop feel to it, you know what I mean, with the way his cadence is going with its lyrics and whatnot. You know, it definitely makes you want to do some wild shit. Like, jump out of an airplane. Drugs are now
your global policy. Album sold, what, 3 million copies? Wow. A lot. And back then, this is 2001. Internet's kind of just getting started. Nobody's really doing too much on the internet. So you're selling copies of records, like, hand-to-hand, the way old-school style.
Physical copies. Napster was not around at the time.
3 million solid copies.
Yeah.
No streaming. I had to do that. I just felt the need.
This next song is one of my favorites, by the way. I'm just going to say that right now. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because I feel like I've heard these songs before, but I've never heard this band before.
Yeah.
And saying that, what I'm saying is that it sounds like,
to me, it sounds like Queen meets, like, metal music and Slayer and Metallica.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm talking about the message.
The message is
itself. Like, it's saying the same thing that other kids from less fortunate families are saying. So it's not always a cultural thing. It's a social, you know. How much money you make? Where are you coming from? How you living?
Right.
There was some fate with this band to have a clip from their the bass player, Shabo. He talks about, which it is kind of ironic, that three of the four members all went to the same elementary school, but not at the same time. Here's a clip from Shabo.
We all met sort of jamming through other bands at studios, and the coincidence is that three of us went to the same elementary school at different times, and I guess Darren and I knew of Serge, but Serge didn't know of us because he was older. We met later on. We all chose music as our careers, and we all were jamming in bands, and we were all rehearsing in Burbank, and it was a studio, and we all met, and we were like, hey, weren't you that guy that went to that school? Yeah, and that's how we met, and sort of a band broke up, and another band started, and then that band broke up, and another band started, and all of that spawned System of a Down.
Dope.
Kind of wild. Three guys, different ages, go to an elementary school in Armenia, and then later in life they find each other in Burbank, California.
That's crazy.
It's like serendipity. Wow.
Super
wild
serendipity.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get this album, which is amazing.
This
second album. This is their second album.
Yeah. The first album was actually a self-titled album, System of a Down.
They have a really good story about how they made it. Like, starting from the bottom, you know, started from the bottom and now they're here.
Sure.
Because when they started out, they were in various bands, like they said, but when they formed in 1995, what put them on the map was this demo tape. They did a demo tape and they got so many pressings and they put it was only available at this record store called Backside Records in Burbank, California. It was the only place that you could buy this album. They were trying to get gigs, but nobody was hiring them because nobody really got it. You know, it was just at least the promoters didn't. They had a little bit of a following from fans and friends. But people, when they would first hear this, be like, what is it? It's like more like comedy than it is music.
Rick Rubin produced this song.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
There he is again.
Yeah.
Rick Rubin produced all the albums for this band. But the way, and he's the one that really put them on, but the way that they got their first break so that Rick Rubin could even see them, one of the members, Darren, I believe it was, worked at a bank, and he was trying to get them gigs. But nobody would give him gigs. Nobody would give him gigs. But they finally get this record at Backside Records, and they ended up having all their friends and family go, like, raid the store so that they could sell the store out. So there was a little story there. Oh, the album is only, this demo tape is only available in one location, and the location's getting bombarded. So they created a story there. Then the promoter finally tells him, we'll put you on here at the Roxy Theater, which is a legendary place in Hollywood,
yep,
if you can sell 75 tickets. You have to sell 75 tickets to your show, then we'll talk about putting you on. So they went out and sold 150 tickets. And they said they had to hustle. They had to get friends. They had to get family. They had to get their cult 150 people to buy the tickets. So then they get put on at the Roxy. And when they first go on stage, there's only 30 people in the club. Only 30 of the 150 tickets they sold showed up.
Hey, they said 75 though. You sold them.
But I guess they get into like their second song, and all of a sudden the club packs out.
Oh yeah.
Just while they're on stage, then when they quit, everybody leaves.
Oh.
Then they get another gig at the Viper Room, and then
another legendary spot.
That's where Rick Rubin sees them. I have a clip here. This is Rick Rubin talking about really discovering this band and putting them on.
I remember going to see them the first time I went to see them play. They played at the Viper Room in L.A. It was packed, and it's 200 people. And I remember watching the show and just laughing. I laughed the whole time. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen, but in a good way. It wasn't like laughing like, what a joke. It was just so over the top and so extreme, and Armenian folk dancing with heavy metal riffs and wild political lyrics and screaming. It was crazy music. And System of a Down were a heavy band, you could say a heavy metal band, who didn't follow those rules. They clearly didn't fit, but they were so good that they transcended not fitting.
Truth.
Again, unique. What a unique band.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's what they call a bar, ladies and gentlemen.
And these guys were really poets.
Yeah.
But they like to push the week around. This one's called Deer Dance.
Deer Dance.
Deer Dance.
Deer Dance.
Do deers dance?
In some cultures, there are deer dances where dancers will perform dressed as a deer. In this song, the deer dance could be seen as the peaceful protests that are met with force like a hunter taking aim at a trophy buck.
Well, there was definitely some chaos when this album came out. I don't know if you remember the national publicity this band got when they dropped this album. Although some would say maybe it wasn't the greatest publicity, but they also say any publicity is good publicity.
Yes, that's true.
Sam
right.
Toxicity had a bunch of controversial incidents, one being a riot that ensued at a concert in Hollywood. So now they had come out with their mixtape that was a big hit in Hollywood. Then they came out with their first album, which had a couple of songs that ended up nationally charting. Now people know about them. They're unique. And now they have their second album, the one we're listening to now, Toxicity. The night before it comes out, they're throwing like a record launch party at one of the clubs in Hollywood. And I guess somehow there were some tickets that got printed that weren't official tickets. And people showed up that didn't have tickets. And so it was chaos. So the security ends up, or the promoter says, we can't do the concert because somehow too many tickets to this concert got sold. And so the band's not playing tonight because it's just, we can already tell we're going to have problems. These people are fired up and there's too many of them, and now we can't fit them all in the club. So we're not letting the band play because it could get out of control. So what happens? It gets out of control because now people are pissed off because the band's not playing.
Right, right.
If you watch the footage, I highly suggest you go to YouTube if you get a chance and look up the riots, the six-hour riots in Hollywood after this concert gets canceled because there's too many people. So that, I guess if you watch the video, I've seen it, they're like taking the stacks of speakers and they're throwing them and breaking them. They're kicking down doors. They're breaking windows. They're fighting in the streets. They're bringing down street signs. And it ended up making national news. You know, the national news is covering these riots in Hollywood. Well, why are they rioting? This band, System of a Down, coming out with an album. And so what does it do? That's what really a lot of people say helped catapulted this album. You know, rock and roll loves a nice insurrection. Loves a nice riot.
They thought the Kings won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
It's not hockey season.
So this band had a riot, and then something similar happened at another event, too. They were scheduled to perform, and it was canceled because it was an overcrowded show, and people were concerned that it was going to get out of control, so the promoter cancels it. Same thing. Guards got beaten up. The backstage got ripped apart. The stage got ripped apart. So two times during the promotion of this album, riots broke out.
Yeah, I can kind of understand that. I mean, music definitely can get you to be violent, right? And a lot of times hip-hop gets that rap. Like, hip-hop and people are violent. But as you can see, it isn't really it's the music, really.
Yep. Because think about Johnny Cash and some of the shit that he said back in the day. And motherfuckers like, I'm going to go kill that bitch tonight. I think it's whiskey.
It's less about the type of people or the culture of the music. It's that you know, if that music can get your emotion, and then that you hear the beat and the...
Well, I think it all falls down or falls back into, like, the desperation of people who feel oppressed or, you know, people who feel like they're being fought against. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This song is called X, by the way.
Well, it can be a peaceful outlet, which is good. You know, people don't always get violent when they listen to music. 99.9% of the time, they do not.
You do.
I do not.
Now, this song right here.
This is the best mosh pit music I've ever heard in my life. So.
I've never understood this music.
Well, this song.
You've ever been in a mosh pit, Raymo?
This song should help you understand it a little bit, Raymo.
I have been in a Rage Against the Machine mosh pit.
Really?
A real one.
No shit.
Yep.
How was it?
It was terrifying.
Did you get knocked the hell out?
It was behind us. People were getting sucked into it and getting beat up. And
hold on. He's about to do his wake up thing, isn't he?
Yeah, this is it, Raymo.
Oh, yeah, check this out. Goes hard as fuck.
You'll understand in a matter of moments.
This song goes so hard.
Wake up, rush and put a little makeup. Had to set the pain away, the shake up. Why'd you leave the keys up on the table? Here you go, create another table.
You wanted to. Being in a room of people who love this kind of music when a song like this goes off can be terrifying.
It can be.
Because they're jumping off the stage diving, so now they're on top of you. So you got to keep your hands up. There's a mosh pit behind you. We are pressed against the stage. Awesome.
It goes from 0 to 1,000 in a matter of nanoseconds. It goes like, what the fuck?
I've heard this song before.
Yeah, especially in this part, they just go.
That song's great.
I've heard this song
before. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, dude.
Now, you said, Ramo, you were going to look up the meaning behind this song. I know there's some lines from the Bible in this song as well.
Well, what the clip that I was reading didn't really mention too much about the Bible. There were some verses in there where they were speaking about suicide and things like that. And this song actually had gotten removed from Clear Channel, almost like a ban, quote unquote ban. And they felt like it made them more popular, made the song more popular, even though a lot of people thought it would do something different. But it really doesn't mean what a lot of people believe thinks. It's really talking about suicide, and the name of it's Chop Suey. Well, he got that name from watching like the old gangster movies from the 20s, and they would always say, oh, we're gonna turn him into Chop Suey. So he thought he you know, was just a lazy like whole thing about it that just kind of came about. But the song is actually like he was writing it and made it, and it was essentially about how he noticed how even in death people can be so judgmental towards each other. An example he gave, if somebody died in a car accident, people would be like, oh man, that's sad, that's so sad, that's terrible, that should never happen. But if somebody dies in a car accident and they were drunk,
right,
then people change the narrative. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it shouldn't be like that, you know.
Right.
That's a bad part of us, that
the shitty
we
part
don't
of
see
humans.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's important to say, if anybody is thinking about harming themselves or anything like that, don't do it. But dial 988 on your phone. That's a suicide hotline number. So if you have some crazy thoughts or whatever, dial 988, and there's somebody 24 hours to be there with you so you don't do anything harmful to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good info.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's, so I think that's important.
That single there, Chop Suey, got them their first Grammy nomination. That song was Grammy nominated.
Oh, yeah, it was their biggest song.
It's really good.
Very good.
It's the only song of theirs I've recognized as of yet.
I think
what about this one?
I think you'll, this one's called Bounce.
Bounce.
Nope.
There's a couple other ones on here, I think, that you'd be like, oh, I know that song.
Yeah, I think you're going to recognize Ariel's later in the album.
Yeah, Ariel's Shimmy.
Toxicity's a good one.
Toxicity.
Shimmy, Shimmy, Ya.
Yeah.
I have a clip here from their lead singer. I think maybe you'll understand more why he sounds a little angry when he sings. But here's a clip of him talking about his grandparents fleeing Turkey during that Armenian genocide.
All my grandparents were survivors of the genocide, and at times wouldn't be able to talk about it out of the pain that they suffered. But, you know, it's my closest link to a family tree.
Word.
I think that's where he got some of this anger off.
Word. Respect. They're fucking killing it, man. This album is incredible. Like, incredible. And then, obviously, if this is your first time hearing it, like Rainbow, hopefully you ain't enjoying it right now, and you know, it's giving you, like, not making you want to do something crazy, but like, yo, these lyrics is dope, like, you know, like Rainbow's been saying and whatnot, you know, and just enjoying something totally different.
Well, I think what people need to understand is there's a lot more meaning to what he's trying to say than what he's actually saying.
Right.
And you got to understand that.
Talk to him.
I'm trying to understand.
This album covers all kinds of big political items, one being the CIA and the environment around the CIA. There's police brutality talk in this album, talking about drug addiction. They talk about groupies in this album.
Sure.
Also, mass incarceration. We heard that in the first song.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. This song's called Forest. This is a really fun song, man. Like, if you just check out the lyrics and this shit, it's really cool. But this is a very fun song if you want to work out to, run to. You smoke to this, obviously. I would highly encourage to do that as well.
You're smoking the shit out of that cigarette.
Fucking kids.
Give me another one. Whole pack's gone now.
Yeah, this song's great.
To the forest of denial.
Almost nursery rhyme like.
So you had asked me, Gentry, what definition of toxicity is?
Yes, what is the definition of toxicity?
So basically, the definition is just the act of being toxic, right? The quality of being toxic or poisonous. Toxicity means you are toxic. You have toxicity. And the level of toxicity is how toxic you are, you understand? That's what it is. That's what the definition says here.
You used to have a lot of toxicity in you, Tomcat. But
oh, I was always toxic. Mostly it was Crown Royal, the toxin.
Yeah.
Crown is, yeah, that's...
Yeah. Whatever else I got my hands on. Yeah. The quality, it says number two, the noun. It's a noun. The quality of being very harmful or unpleasant, that was me, in a pervasive or insidious way.
Still you.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Now I'm just toxic.
Maybe it wasn't the alcohol.
So is Britney Spears. I'm starting to see more connections with Tomcat.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, Britney Spears, you
tramp
did dress. You have tramp stamp that matches hers. Plus, you danced around with knives.
He did.
With
you
your
did.
Shirt off.
Yeah. I did that for you guys going. Only.
That was very that was
just
weird.
For you guys.
And very off putting.
I don't like how you said that. You didn't see it for us. I don't know. Hey, so check this out, right? So you had wanted me to figure out how they got the name System of a Down. And it was a poem from one of the guys, Darren, and the poem was called Victims of a Down. So I'm going to read y'all the first two paragraphs of this poem, and then you tell me if y'all want me to keep reading more. So
okay,
it starts,
ready? Stop.
No, I was going to shut your ass up.
Paragraphs? Goddamn, how long is this poem?
I haven't even started.
Let's hear it. Go.
You mean quatrains?
As the century nears its formidable end, our global experience of universal proportions predicted by many greats will arrive at our solar system to our System of a Down. That's the first one. So hence the name. There you go, System of a Down. Authoritarian oppression, family abuse, depression caused by conformity, and economic devastation with a neutral and technological terrorism in the times of complete chaos. So that's the first two.
That's crazy. Yeah, go ahead and finish because I got to flip the record here in a second anyway.
All right, cool. So then it says, control will never again be gained by toleration will become extinct. A husband quarreling with his wife will not think twice or regret his spent bullet. Hungry children will not spare the grocer. So I don't know how y'all can just decipher that however you want to.
Now, that is, where is that?
That was written by Darren Malakin, who is the lead guitar player for the band.
Yeah, and there's more, but you know what? You can look it up if you want to. But that's
they did a lot of drugs, didn't they?
I don't hear a whole lot about that with these guys. I don't want
to
put that on them. I mean, you know, they could be like choir boys or some shit, and this is the music they put out.
They definitely smoke pot.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
How
do you know that?
Because it sits on this.
Says on the internet?
Yeah, on this. Well, on this story about.
Right on your
bio. The song
there.
That we were talking about.
Well, I bet they would love a nice fast meal that's ready in 2 minutes or less.
So. Agreed. Ooh. So would I.
This episode is being brought to you by Factor Meals. Forget the frantic lunch preps and rushed dinners.
Yeah.
Factor's 2-minute meals are a secret weapon in the new year. You can fuel up fast with restaurant quality meals all delivered right to your door. We're going to be eating some Factor meals right after this show.
It's beautiful.
It's become a routine. We do the show. We eat our Factor meals.
Delicious.
That is amazing.
And I love the fact that you get a nice variety. They'll send you an Italian dish. They'll send you a nice piece of chicken.
It's good stuff, too.
Send you chicken some, or chicken?
Well, Memphis, for whatever reason, he loves the Mexican.
I do, man. I love that Mexican dish. Yeah,
yeah. You would think it would be Ramo, but no.
Wrong brown.
Offensive. Yeah, wrong brown.
Get your hands on a Factor meal. Head to factormeals.com/DVB50. Use our code DVB50 to get that 50% off. That's code DVB50 at factormeals.com/DVB50 and get your 50% off.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Let's roll on here. Listening to System of a Down. The album is Toxicity. And I'm a big fan of their lead singer. He's an interesting guy.
Serge
Tankian. I have a clip from him. You'll find out a little more about him. Talks about his early days in America. You know, he was born in Beirut.
Oh, wow.
Three of the members, I believe three of the original members, were all born over in that part of the world. All went to, like as we said earlier in the show, all went to the same grade school. But Serge talks about how he got his professional career started.
When I got here, I spoke mostly Armenian, a little English, and a little Arabic, because I was born in Lebanon. I started playing music while I was in university. Then I started getting, you know, joined a band, but still not very seriously. Graduated university with a bachelor's in marketing, created a software company, and ran a software company for years. I did many interesting things. And I even ran a car wash while I was in university.
While he was at university.
Was he in Canada? From Canada?
No. He's from Beirut, Lebanon.
That's how they talk in Canada.
Hey?
They do a little bit.
Yeah. To university.
Yeah,
it's
but they
not
but
a European, university. It's
but Europeans
a
talk
university,
like that.
Not
that's how
university.
Europeans call it too. They call it university too, so.
It is. No, I'm kidding. I just noticed it. Very intriguing.
I like this song right here.
Is this Air Trees Watering Animals?
Interesting, because I have never heard this song before, but I'm liking this one. Yeah, I can see where Rick Rubin saw this band and was like, what in the fuck is going on here? I love it. It is very unique, this band. There's a lot of metal bands that inspired this band. I know that one member loved the Kit band Kiss. As far as Serge goes, he loved the band Bee Gees. The Bee Gees.
Yeah. AC/DC was one of them.
They also liked Metallica, Slayer. These bands all inspired this band. I also hear, like I said earlier, they remind me a little of Queen.
Yeah.
How they just don't fit the mold of your typical rock band. Don't fit the mold of your typical metal band. And of course, you hear the Armenian influence in this band as well.
That was cool. I like the little roll.
Rah!
That dude sounds very angry.
That's metal, baby.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this shit is good, man. God dang.
I mean, especially for a live show, there's nothing like the energy.
Nothing like getting your ass kicked in the middle of a song.
You fucking will too.
You know, I'm gonna look up and see if they're going on tour this summer, because I would like to go see them live, but from a safe distance in a box.
Yeah, you can be.
Got
to be up in the front.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in the front.
Facebook
box
Live
somewhere.
That shit.
See what you can find, Memphis. I'm but I will right tell now. You about this band. They went their separate ways in 2005, and then it seemed like there might have been a little bit of a tiff or a difference in philosophy between some band members.
Really?
Because creatively, they were together for 12, 15 years or so together as a band. And then they kind of went their separate ways. One of the guys ended up starting his own band and then brought the drummer with him. And so people were speculating that they weren't getting along. And there were some truths to that. Then they came back and did an album in 2010. And then we didn't hear from them for like 10 years where they didn't do anything together until 2020, when the pandemic was going on. They did come in the studio and record a couple of new songs, which were really good songs. But they never toured. And as far as I know, they're not going back out on tour.
Well, here's what I got. So they are doing one show this year so far, and it's sold out. And I'm like angry. April 27th, the
Las Vegas festival grounds. They doing a show out there, and it's completely sold out. Like,
oh yeah.
I'm reading it said when they announced that they were going to do this show, it sold out in like mere minutes.
So they, like, so they do have. I wonder if it's going to be all the members of the band.
Probably so. I would hope so. I mean, I'm on the site, and it's all four original members are still on here, so I'm assuming that there will be.
Well, there was the drummer who initially started with them. His real name is Antronik, I think, but everybody called him Andy. He was with the band from 94 to 97. Then he ended up leaving the band and got in another band called the Apex Theory, which, you know, who?
Don't sound fun at all.
They replaced him just before they met Rick Rubin. They replaced him with this John Dolmian, or something is how you say his name. John the drummer. He's the drummer that has been with them through this big success. But they did have a different drummer when they first started out.
Interesting.
Didn't that happen with...
I bet he's kicking himself in the ass,
it,
huh?
Was it Queen or what? It was another band that we did and they had an extra member and they had to kick him out or somebody left.
The Beatles?
Was it the Beatles?
It didn't happen with the Beatles. Somebody else.
Wasn't it like Queen or...
There's been a few bands that band members end up leaving and then next thing you know...
Right before.
Was it like U2 or somebody like... Or the Stones or something?
Yep.
It was one of them. But this is why you should listen to our shows, too.
We don't remember.
Yeah, we don't remember half the time. But you can hit us up and send us comments and stuff like, Memphis, your dumbass, it was episode like 38 or something with this band. Like, all right, cool. I appreciate you. Oh, dude, this song is so dope, too. This is Shimmy. Have you heard this one, Raymo?
Never.
You ever heard Shimmy?
Never.
One thing I really like about this band, too, as I did my research on them, is each member of the band brought a key element to the table. Serge being the unique singer and a great frontman, unique frontman. Then you had Darren, who was introduced to music very early. He learned how to play guitar at a very young age. He was lead guitarist and wrote a lot of the songs. Then you had Shavo, who was the bass player, who used to direct skating videos. Remember back in the early 90s, late 80s, everybody was wanting to be skaters?
Yep. Oh, I was there.
He
still does it.
He used to make these skater videos, Shavo, their bass player, and they were really kick-ass skate videos. So they claim that as the band evolved and they would make music videos, Shavo was a big part of directing and being there to help direct the music videos, which we all know the power music videos can have for bands. And he would also help with the album artwork. Like, so Shavo is like the artist, the video direction, the stage design. Darren's the songwriter, the great musician. Serge is the unique frontman. And then add John, the new drummer. His dad was a saxophone player. He was kicked ass. And so everybody had a vibe. Everybody had a job. And then here you get this great band.
Yeah.
System of a Down.
And this is the title song, Toxicity.
That's Toxicity.
Toxicity. Am I trying to make it harder than what it is?
Like Tomcat Probably. Said, you just don't look at it.
If Toxicity.
Toxicity. Ugh, damn it.
It's got that extra I in there that can throw you off.
Toxicity.
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 It's got like almost sounds like an S. It is. It sounds like an
Toxicity.
S.
Toxicity. Okay, okay.
Oh,
okay,
there it is.
Toxicity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was another single off the album.
You haven't heard. I want to tell me, Raymo, when you begin in this song, tell me how you feel. How does it make you feel?
It's a day in our city.
Our city.
Yo!
Singing it will probably help you do it. Toxicity.
Toxicity.
Silence and
sleep. Oh, I'm so toxic. Between the sacred
silence and sleep.
Toxic.
Disorder.
Disorder.
How do you feel, Raymond? What are you thinking?
Toxic.
I feel lost.
You've never heard this song?
I don't understand this music. I don't. I just cannot. It is... I will say this.
He said, "I cannot hit you with the
camera." I will say this.
I've heard that one.
I can tell that this is exactly what they were getting at. Like, it doesn't sound.
What do you mean?
Bad.
What they're getting at?
This is what they wanted to put out there.
Right.
This was their idea. This was their vision of the songs. I can see that. Like, they're performing it with everything. Like, it sounds good. I just don't understand the music. I don't get it.
So are we?
Like, you don't understand the arrangement, or you don't understand the lyrics, or what don't you understand?
Just its entirety. I'm there. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about.
But you're not talking about anything.
Not this music. No, I am. I'm saying I don't understand the music.
What do you think of these guitar riffs right now?
I hear multiple bands in them.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
For sure. And the way that they sing, but then he raps, and then it's so tight. Like, the instruments are so tight when they go... That's all the instruments, precise. At the same time.
I understand what's going on there.
Sure.
I just don't understand the music, the genre of music. I guess musically it doesn't make sense to me.
I can see you in the mosh pit right now.
I think if Rainbow, if you saw this live, you'd be like... You still feel the way you feel, but you'd be like, okay, I get it. I get it, but I don't get it.
I can understand how somebody else would like it, and I would knock them for it.
I feel that way about 100%.
100%. Ron Brown.
But then you call it 100%.
But what I'm saying is, it doesn't resonate with me. Like, I can't listen to it and be like, oh my God, that was awesome. Like, it just does not do that for me. I can appreciate it for what it is. And gotcha. They sound great. It ain't my vibe.
I got you.
Sonically, it just doesn't.
Well, don't kill my vibe, okay? Because I'm enjoying it.
It's cool.
This is Psycho.
I have a clip here from Darren Malakian. He is the lead guitar player and creative mastermind for the band System of a Down. Here he is talking about his love for the music and how it all started.
To me has been with me all my life. I mean, I would always beg my parents to get me an instrument until I was 12 years old, though they finally got me a guitar. But I would always beg for drums, but they finally got me a guitar. And at the time, I was very into metal and Metallica and Slayer. And so I would just listen to the albums and learn how to play the songs by listening. Along the way, I learned that I would write my own songs, and at age 13 or 14 I started writing my own song.
So he wanted drums, but his parents said the drums, not getting drums. As we have drums set here in the studio, they're loud. They make a lot of noise. They thought, you know what, we'll get him a guitar and a small little amp, and he won't be able to make that much noise.
He's
got the garage door open in the middle of the night, that's shredding and shit.
I think this is Toxicity right here.
Oh, no.
No, this isn't Toxicity. Ariel,
Toxicity was
the one. We already heard Toxicity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one. Number.
I know that, and I never heard it before.
Well, it just seems like it because there's...
This is not Toxicity.
You're strong.
This is the third to the last track.
This one's called Psycho. Okay. Next is Ariel's, which I think we're all going to recognize.
It was the number one hit for them on this album.
There must be a bonus track on here then.
You got
Arto.
No, I'm looking at the record, and there's another groove after the next song.
Maybe it's like a little thing that they did or something, like a skit.
Like a reprise or something?
Some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, after Ariel's, there's another track called Arto, which is 2 minutes long.
It's not listed on the actual record.
Yeah, it is probably a bonus track back when they released the album. Cool.
And I think Arto, if I remember correctly, is like, it's just like real kind of chill. I could be wrong, but I think it's kind of chill.
See, something like this, I definitely can vibe to a little more.
All right, see, there you go.
This is a little more, okay.
Until he talks, and then he yells, and then Rainbow won't like it.
Is it because it has
even,
like...
I think even that point isn't too abrupt
right.
for my senses.
You know, this song reminds me of, if I heard this in the late 80s, I'd be like, I would still like it. That's the feel for this song.
I feel like I should be smoking copious amounts of marijuana right now.
Well, we can,
I thought you always feel like that, Rambo.
I do, but this song in particular.
We can remedy that situation, not at the present moment, but shortly thereafter, we can fix that.
No, I definitely know. If there was a song in the album I had to pick that I liked, this one so far.
What about Chop Suey? Chop Suey all day for me.
It's cool. It's just a bit abrupt for me. Like
I Chop Suey, but this next one,
this next one is by far
my favorite song.
I'll abrupt you in your butt.
So you might like this song. Oh.
Whoa.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, hey, Ramo.
Yeah, I'm just making sure you guys are paying attention.
Yeah, I bet.
Ramo, so I think if you like that last song, I really think you'll like this one.
Okay.
This song
went to number one on rock radio, I know.
Really?
It's big so good.
So maybe I did hear it then. I just don't know that I've heard it.
It's just starting, so you don't know if you've heard it yet.
Yeah. I don't know if I don't know
anything. Tell me if you've heard it.
Here we go.
I'm hearing something on that record.
There's
is
a
that
long
part of the
ass
song?
Hair hanging off the needle. What do you want to do? It's a record.
I've totally heard this.
Yeah, we are the Vinyl Boys, ladies and gentlemen. So sometimes you'll get a hair on the needle on the record.
Might be a puke.
Definitely Ramo's ass hair.
What's it doing on your record?
That's not my record. It's not my record. All right. Okay. I'm taking it home with me, though.
Gross. I totally heard this song. This isn't a bad song.
You never wanna stay. Yeah, man.
I feel this one. This one's not a bad song.
Yeah.
I remember this kind of from rock radio.
You remember the video for this?
No, but I remember the song for sure.
You gotta check out the video. So it's like this little weird looking kid. And this moment of the song, he's walking down Hollywood Boulevard with two badass chicks and shit. And they got their titties out and looking all sweet. Good. And he just walking like, I'm cool as a motherfucker. This song is great. In the sky, when these sunflowers will feed your life. Life is a waterfall. We drink from the river.
I like how on the album cover they got like the Hollywood sign, but it says System of a Down instead.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
cool.
It looks real.
You know, yeah, it's like a very, very cool album cover.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out somehow. I'm going to work this song in one of my sets. I got to do it. I done it with Fall Out Boy and I did it with Metallica. I got to work this into one of my sets.
I like BYOB.
Oh, don't start.
That's off a different album, yeah, but is. That one really can get a crowd going.
Yeah, don't start with me. Shit. And this is one of my favorite parts of the song, too.
What a riff.
Man, and then when he come back in.
Warriors in the sky. When you lose more, when you free your life.
So I hear Ozzy Osbourne here.
Don't you?
Big time.
Black Sabbath.
I'm with you on that one.
That's why I'm like, yo, if this is your first time outside of Rainbow hearing this album, and if you like rock music, I'm sure like you're discovering like us so many different artists that we like in this band. Excuse me, in this band and whatnot.
I heard like Blink 182.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of that other
Slayer.
Band.
I hear Slayer.
Out. Yeah.
Kiss. A lot of influences, and like we said, Serge liked Bee Gees. Saturday Night Fever was his shit.
Angry white dude on earth.
But if his lyrics, I know.
These guys aren't white dudes, though.
I know.
They're Armenian.
I know.
Armenian.
They're still angry.
They're still
angry.
His lyrics have a little bit of soul in them, too, though. And if you remember the Bee Gees had a lot of soul. For some white guys.
But they did. I love the Bee Gees.
They were very soulful, so Staying I can alive. Understand it. Because, the Bee Gees are the
Why don't we do their album?
We should have we done a Bee Gees album?
We haven't done Saturday Night Fever. That would be a good one.
Let's do it.
So we figured out
this bonus track.
Yeah, Arto.
It's named after an artist named Arto. That I can't say his last name.
I'm gonna try to pronounce this name. Pray with for me.
After Toxicity, I'm worried.
Cool boy, right?
Arto.
What the fuck is that?
His name is. Ardo Tunksiboy Sayan. He's an Armenian American avant-garde.
Is that how you say his last name for real?
And he
does that mean?
Folk music and jazz music instrumentals.
This is off that new Andre 3000 album.
Yeah, it is. This is Blue Sun.
This right here is. I'm feeling this.
Some other music that Serge was into was you know what a sitar is, an Indian sitar?
Yes.
Yeah.
He loved listening to this guy, Ravi Shankar, who would play the Indian sitar.
That only has five strings, doesn't it?
It rhymes great.
A sitar has five strings.
I want to make a song with some sitar in
it. Me too.
They use it a lot in country music too.
A sitar? That's a guitar.
I think that's a mandolin.
That's what I'm thinking.
A mandolin.
So what's the difference between a sitar and a guitar?
Well, one, you sit down when you're playing it. The other one, you're standing up.
A sitar is wide, and it's got different arrangements with the strings.
So I got an image of it.
How many strings are on it?
And let's see here. Let me see.
I never played a sitar, Ramo, unfortunately.
The sitar's like hella
sitar
big.
Sitar looks like a big-ass key.
Yeah, it's like this long as shit.
It's like guitar meets, what was the thing Weird Al used to play?
How many strings are on it?
Well, it's more than five, it looked like. What's the name of that instrument?
Like,
accordion.
Accordion. It's like an accordion meets a guitar.
What?
It's a sitar.
Let me see this.
There's no keys on it.
I got it up right here. Check this out. That's it.
Oh, shit. He's fucking playing that thing.
A sitar.
Yeah.
That has got a wide neck on it.
Don't it?
Somebody was playing that in Aladdin, the movie.
Yeah. You can get one on eBay right now for $600.
I think I seen one at Busch Gardens. No. Somewhere.
You ready for the end?
There was a band that was using one. Nice.
That was it.
Big finish.
A lot of drums.
That's it, man.
They're very drummy.
That sounds real chill, man. I like that one. That was whatever.
It was cool for something like that to be at the end of that album. It was really cool.
That's if you're like really high and that's the song you're coming down on.
Yeah.
And you listen to this album and you're coming down like, holy shit, coming down real
And you're
good.
Also like, damn, I just killed my neighbor.
Yeah, I'm thinking somewhere along the lines Paper Acid was involved.
Possibly, yeah. You know, I never done it, but I can see.
That strychnine will get you.
I got to say, doing this week's album, System of a Down, coming off of this episode, loving this music even more, unlike when I did Sgt. Pepper's. Last week with the Beatles, I felt like that Beatles album, although interesting and I'm sure for the time was groundbreaking, and they're the Beatles, so there's a lot of history there, but I really liked this album a lot more.
You know what? To kind of...
I was thinking that and didn't want to say it because I didn't want to rag on the Beatles, but that's all the way I felt about the Beatles album and compared to the newer rock, but that is what led to this.
Screw that. I'll rag on the Beatles because y'all know I didn't want to do the album in the first place and y'all trapped me into doing it. But Rainbow, how you feel about like this album is how I felt about Sgt. Pepper. Because I just don't get the Beatles. Like, I just didn't get it. Like, and they had a couple songs.
They have a lot of songs the Beatles have that I do like. I do like a lot of Beatles songs. But the Sgt. Pepper's, they were getting very experimental. And I think the LSD was really kicking in.
Sure.
You know what? I was thinking to myself, I think it was yesterday on my way home. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what? I would prefer to listen to the Rolling Stones versus the Beatles. And I know we had discussed that
anytime.
when we did Let It Bleed.
Well, I think the Beatles are a little bit before our time as far as like senses of music. They were very
early 60s.
Music
late 60s.
Wasn't,
right.
They were the 60s.
Yeah, music
but would you sit down and listen to a Beatles album right now?
Never.
No.
But well, we did last week.
Outside of here. I would not.
But I would listen to a Supremes album or a Temptations album. They were on the same time.
I definitely would, but I wouldn't listen to this.
Yeah.
What about System of a Down? Will you listen to another one of their albums?
Not the entire album, but I definitely was feeling a couple of their songs was pretty good. Especially, obviously, the ones that got radio play. They made more sense to me, obviously. I mean, that goes without saying. It probably made sonically more sense to everybody. But, you know, some of the stuff on this was...
So that kind of goes into my idea about the B-sides, because there are songs on this album that didn't blow up as much as the ones that we know but are just as good. We can work that into the B-side.
Sure.
Yeah, new show we are working on behind the scenes, the B-side, where we may start doing some 45s with the A-side and the B-side, but more focusing on the B-side of things.
On the B-side, baby.
We'll be catching you on the flip side of things. On our next episode, if I can get the Bee Gees Saturday Night Fever album, we could do that one. I also have a Beethoven album, which obviously was not recorded when Beethoven was alive, because it wasn't invented yet. But it is all the songs that he composed, and I got a double album set of Beethoven. I figure if you wanted to go back to some of the originators of creating and composing music, we could listen to some Beethoven, we can do some Bee Gees, a lot of different albums. If you want to give us any suggestions, just follow us on one of the social medias. You can find us on the podcast playground and let us know what album you would like to hear Dem Vinyl Boys do next. We're brought to you by Factor Meals. Make sure you get that deal at factormeals.com/vinyl. Save 50%. In the meantime, Happy New Year. Keep the needle in the groove. Keep it groovy. We are gone, and we'll see you back next week on Dem Vinyl Boys.
Peace out, everybody.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.